Yo, what's going on, everybody? Food for thought. Another week of transparency and dialogue. Real quick, man, I want to tap in with y'all for a second. Share some thoughts with y'all. You know, things that I've been kind of running through my mind these last couple days. But before we get into all the good shit, man, I just heard. No, look, real quick, funny thing. I just caught my son listening. Well, I didn't catch him, but I was just upstairs in the kitchen, and he was playing a game, and all I heard was Avant. I heard of So I'm like, I know I ain't tripping. I know I ain't just hit that motherfucking nin 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 nin. So I go over there, I'm like, yo, he playing a game. So I say, man, what you listening to? It's like Avon. Like straight fluent, like Avon. I'm like, okay. Fluent, I mean. He like, yeah, Avon. I'm like, okay, Avon. You good? I'm like, you good? He like, yeah, I'm good. Just heard this song before. I just liked it. I'm like, all right, you know. I thought maybe he wanted to tell a story or something. Maybe something was going on with him. Or, you know, like he just turned 12. Like, you know, me and my son have a pretty open, very transparent, open relationship. So I just, you know, just didn't know if it was something going on when he was playing that. And when we were together, we never turned our backs on listening to that, I'm like, shit going through some deep shit. But yeah, that was just, I don't know, that shit was just funny to me. But yeah, man, nonetheless, I want to talk about these weak-ass, trash-ass Bulls, man. The Bulls are ass. And always going to be ass. I feel like if they continue to move forward with that front office, man, the front office is fucking the Bulls' whole, like, player development, like, the Bulls is just ass, period, man. Like, it's no championship cloth in that front office no more. Like, it's just, and it's terrible. It's terrible. Like, it's like, out of all the players, right, out of all the players that's in the draft right now, out of all the players that's in free agency, and, you know, rather it's restricted, unrestricted. All these players, man. I'm talking about the top of the top players, the marquee players, like the Van Vliet's and fucking Gordon Hayward's, or I don't know, man. Just Avery Bradley. It's Robert Covington, fucking Matthews. It's just so many. There's just so many good players out there in free agent in the market right now, man. And the Bulls decided to get fucking Garrett Temple. Garrett Temple. A 34-year-old Garrett Temple. Garrett Temple has hooped like fucking, what was Lance Gross character in what was the one of the Tyler Perry movie? Meet the Browns. Remember Lance Gross played Lance Gross played what the, oh, damn, 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 damn. What's her name, man? What's her name? Angela Bassett. Remember he played Angela Bassett's son? Lance Gross. Weak as hell. Like, fuck. Guess how many points Garrett Temple averaged last season? Can y'all tell me? I'll wait. 10 points. He averaged 10 fucking points. This nigga's right now in the fucking... This nigga's right now. They go to LA Fitness or Export. I'm talking about the coldest motherfuckers in these gyms. Average 10 points every time they step in that motherfucking gym. Well, not right now because of COVID, but y'all know what I'm getting at. Like before the shutdown or whatever, niggas was going to LA Fitness, and I know niggas that could average 10. We only going up to 16. Niggas can average 10 easy in that motherfucker. Like depending on what gym you at, you can average 10. I mean, depending on what you're going up to, but come on, bro. Motherfucker could have got one of the guys. Motherfucker could have got one of the homies out the gym to come hoop with the Bulls, bro. Like, Garrett Temple, bro, 10 points, bro. That's why I say the Bulls are known for doing stupid shit like that. Like, dickhead shit. The Bulls are known for getting trash-ass, old-ass players at the end of their careers. Remember when we went to got Ben Wallace at his career fucking... Oh, my God, bro. The Bulls got so many... Ben Wallace, Rip Hamilton. Remember Rip Hamilton came over here to play with the Bulls at the end of his career? Like, bro, so many fucking players. This is... Bulls are ass, man. Like, they have no winning DNA anymore. Like, no, they need to hire a motherfucker that, like, this, like, one of us, like, one of the, just a everyday average citizen that watches and understands basketball to be in that room. Like, somebody in that room was just like, well, all the front office execs in the room, like, they going over this big, they got this big ass board, right? And they got all these fucking players on the board. And then, you know, they got fucking, you know, the fucking, you know, the, like I said, the top tier basketball players over there, you know, on one side of the chart, and then they got the mid-tier, you know, some motherfuckers that, like, you know, can get you, you know, 16, 17, and 6, or some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And then you got the motherfuckers that, the motherfuckers that don't nobody want, like, on the other side of the board, like, so you got the left side, you got the top tier, mid-tier, then the right side is just, like, throwaway, and, like, trash ass players, right? And motherfuckers, like, I could just see two executives in there talking about the top tier players. Like, oh yeah, man, maybe we need to go get Gordon Hayward. Maybe we need to, you know, pitch something to him, or, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we could pitch something to, you know, I don't know, man. Jeremy Williams. Whoever the fuck, guys. There's a lot of players out there. Avery Bradley, whatever the fuck. Then motherfuckers, I can see another motherfucker like, you know what? Nah. You know, we should go after Garrett Temple. It's got to be a motherfucker in there, like me or someone, one of us, like, bro, what the fuck is you talking about? Like, it got to be, like, they got to put motherfuckers in these rooms, man, that's going to say some shit like, what the fuck? Garrett Temple? Really? Come on, man. Average 10 points. Come on, bro. Like, y'all remember when the Bulls drafted Chris Duhon from Duke? Was that like 04, 05, some shit like that? Trash. And Chris Duhon was ass. Like, come on, man. Like, the bus. Bro, who the fuck is in these scouting? Who's on a scouting team? Like, who, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I don't understand this shit. Like, what the fuck? But anyway, man, I wanted to talk about the Gucci and Jeezy thing, right? Like, so many, I did feel like people turned that shit into a big ass. Like, it just got to a point where it was like, and this is why social media is so, like, crazy. Because here it is, it's like, we know the history of these two artists. We know the history behind these two artists. Everybody got their own, you know, each of their own person who they like, you know, individually, whether it's, you know, Gucci or Jeezy, for whatever reason, right? Cool. But to see, like, it was a lot of motherfuckers just wanted that night to end in violence, bro. That shit is weird. That shit is, like, so weird to me. I was just having this conversation with my homie Khalil, man. Shout out to Khalil. But we was talking about that shit, man. It was like, bro, that shit we weird, bro. Like, what? Why motherfuckers want that shit to end in violence? Like, what the fuck? What kind of shit is that? It was tension at first when it first started. You know, I was just listening to a Jay Prince interview on Ebro in the Morning, Hot 97, the other day. And they was talking about his, you know, his run-in that he had, with him and NBA Youngboy. And, you know, he said we chopped it up, you know what I'm saying? You know, we as men, you know, we agreed to disagree. He was like, outside of that, I just put it like this. We not friends, we not enemies. And I feel like that phrase, that saying was the best way to describe that night. Like, we just had two great artists, you know, battle out besides whatever differences they had, man. And, you know, as I see at the end, they kind of moved in the right direction, you know, so to speak. So it's just like, bro, why motherfuckers want that shit to... Like, shit was just, the internet is just weird, man. It's weird. Like, I was just talking about that the other day. I made a post about, like, sometimes, man, if you don't know anything on a certain situation, or don't have to have an opinion on everything you don't know nothing about. Right, that's just the dumbest shit ever. Like, I just feel like people have to have an opinion about something. Like, sometimes you don't have to have an opinion on everything, or sometimes it's okay to just shut the fuck up. Or like I said, sometimes it's okay to say you don't know as well. Some people feel like they have to know everything. They have to have an answer for everything. That, bro, if you don't know anything, just say that. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to respond to everything. Like, again, motherfucker, we could have just, you know, motherfucker just got to take that battle for what it was and accept it, and it just, shit was good. Like, everybody just, motherfucker was going down a rabbit hole with that shit. Like, it's not... That shit was just crazy. Like I said, I just didn't like the fact that, like, motherfuckers wanted that to end in violence. Like, shit is just stupid, man. I don't know. weird. The internet is weird, man, for real. It's weird. It's a weird place. It's a weird ass, evil ass place sometimes, man. Well, a lot of times, but the internet shit is goofy. It's got its, you know, it's got its, everything got its pros and cons, but that shit just gives motherfuckers a sense of entitlement on social media now. Like, motherfuckers feel they're worth something because they're on social media. This shit is just, it's fucked up. It's fucked up. But yeah, man, I just wanted to chop it up with y'all for a minute. On some other things, man, Meg Thee Stallion album dropped. That shit was fire. I posted that earlier about her album. Like, she was rapping on there. Like, Meg rapping. Like, we always knew Meg could rap, but like, I feel like Meg pen is, it's a little, it got a little ump to it. It got a little kick to it. Like, she was in and out of flows and shit. Like, the shit was dope. Like, hun, she got that City Girl record, dope. It's a dope ass record. It's a dope ass record. And that baby, that the baby record, dope too. Like, hun, Dirk, that's a dope record. Like, she got some bangers on there. Meg album, dope. I like her album. Jeezy album is nice. I like that modern day. That's my shit. Niggas, Jeezy album is nice too, man. Also, my boy Jilla, mixtape Bird's Eye View, shit fire. Please make sure y'all go stream that shit from the city, man. From Chicago, bro. Like, Jilla, something. He different. He different, man. Also, shout out Boulevard, Cousin Marv, man. He got a single out right now. Is it a single? I don't think it's a single. Damn, I wish I knew. I swear I did. I know you're going to be mad at me if I don't. I forgot. Matter of fact, let me check real quick, man. So I don't want to, have to hear his mouth about, like, good. Like, man, I ain't no motherfucker. I ain't know where the fuck that shit was. I mean, I ain't know if it was a single or not. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, called Rain Boulevard Mart. It's called Rain, man, on YouTube. Go down, y'all go check that out. Y'all go check that out. Shout out to Cuz, man. Go follow him. MLB _ Marv on IG and Jim Shoe Jew on IG, man. No. My boys, man, so. But yeah, man, we was on music shit. Who else got some dope shit? Who else just dropped? Somebody else just dropped too. Meek shit dope too. Meek shit dope. Him and that Dirk, Pain Away. Hey, I just put this on Facebook too, asking, like, is it me or has Dirk and her pen got, like, way better over, like, to me it's like the last year and a half, like, just being a music connoisseur, man, just really, really listening to music, like, niggas been snapping. especially like her shit was fire. Her shit was fire. Y'all be having so many. I think that's my password. I don't even know if I could password to my. But yeah, man, I just feel like them two, them, they pants been, it's been crazy. Like I said, it could be just me. That's my opinion. What else? I had something else I wanted to talk to y'all about. Damn, I can't even fucking think about it now. Yeah, man, go. Make sure y'all go check us out. Me and my homie Leon. That's Not the Point podcast. Make sure y'all go do that, man. For real, follow us on IG at TNP podcast on IG. Man, yo. We got some dope shit coming, man. For real, I'm sitting on. Got some dope shit coming too, man. I'm gonna keep in tapping. I'm gonna keep tapping in with y'all on Food for Thought as well. Definitely gonna keep. Gotta keep hollering at my Food for Thoughters, man. I love y'all, man. I appreciate y'all, and y'all some loyal ass listeners, for real. Some loyal listeners, man, but I definitely got some more shit coming with Food for Thought. Yeah. No, y'all probably want me to get into that. I know y'all do, but I'm gonna leave that alone, but I definitely it's gonna be some more shit, dropping some more merch. A lot of shit coming. So I can't think of what the fuck else I was going. Oh, CMOS, man. Before I get out of here. That's CMOS. Yo. That shit is. That shit been having me feeling like Buddy Love of Nutty Professor. That shit is amazing. That shit is amazing. Like, it's anti-inflammatory. It help you with, you know, digestive system, skin, like, erections, you know. Motherfuckers, you know, I can't get no hard on, you know. Motherfuckers walk around that bitch like Thanos. Shit. Yeah, man, but man, if I don't know if y'all into, I do it with my tea. I take it with my tea. I'm a big tea drinker, so tea or smoothie, my fruit smoothie. Like CMOS, I put it in that. Oh my god, man, it's been like, you just it gets rid of all the mucus and, you know, like I said, the inflammation in your body. It's been having me feeling like I'm 19. And I ain't number 29, but shit got me feeling like I'm. But yeah, man, y'all tap in. I'm gonna continue to tap in with y'all weekly. Definitely go check out TN. That's Not the Point podcast. Also on Anchor. Also, we'll be streaming on all platforms. Got the merch, man. Y'all make sure it's a website coming soon with that. With the podcast, me and my homie Leon, my brother from another mother. Hey, y'all tune in, man. And also, man, before, if I don't talk to y'all before Thanksgiving, please enjoy y'all Thanksgiving. Enjoy y'all Thanksgiving, man. I know we just in a fucked up time right now. We in a fucked up time right now with COVID and just so much shit going around. I know, like, a lot of people, we ain't gonna be able to see our, especially the grandparents, man, is, you know, just so, it's just fucked up. It really is. So, you know, make the best of it, man. Enjoy y'all Thanksgiving. It's been a long year. It's been a long ass year. You know, and coming to the end of the year. We at the end of the year, so just enjoy it, man. Enjoy it. Y'all spend time with y'all loved ones. Stay safe. Man, you know, value each other. Give each other, you know, give y'all family members they flowers while they here. It's another thing, man. We gotta give people who we value the most the flowers while they here. For real. Got to. I know I've been doing a way better job at it, so I feel like we do, man. It's just, tomorrow's never promised, so, you know, like I said, y'all stay safe. I don't talk to y'all before Thanksgiving. I love each and every one of y'all, my listeners. Y'all stay safe, laugh, smoke good, whatever you do. And spend time with your loved ones, man. For real. So, love y'all. Peace.